tanda ngechung shangsang yangdaba di nyamnen di nyamdo di matun padu ani nekap di kasa di nga shaoro sa tangen jisung in barumse tanda ngenchung changchusem tang yangdabe tawa di nyongwa matun padu ani nekap di nga shaoro sa nga dine nyamnen nekap di shaoro wa dine sung in ba.
Tēsā kāpē tēsūṅ kūyā rī, pērā ngā tū tā tōmō nō chū nē tā chēpā nō tēpā kēchīn chō chī tēlē dōjī tē, rī bā. Tōmō nō chū nē tā chēpā nō tēpā kēchīn chō chī dōjī tē. Kē rū shē bē nyūngō tā dēlā nē tā nyūpa shī nī lō sē rī bā. Tē tā tōmō nō chū nē tā rō kūyā rī sī, rī bā. Tōmō nō chū nē tā mā sū nā sāngā nchū nē nīpa tēngi yō mā rī sī. Jī nā kālā kā rū mā tō, tā pā sē tē tē yā rī bā. Mato tō pā shē yā tē. Yungu yā mā rā, rā. Tōmō nō shū nī mē tā mā shū nā. Tōmō nō shū nī kā rā shū tā ngē jī shū sā yō tō pē tā wā shū nā. Tē rā wā.
Ani tā mō rā ngī tī nē lā sā. Ani sū sū lā mā tī nē kē zī wāng tī nē nāng kī yō nā. Ani nā shū mā shū tā nā kā kī yā kī rā sā. Pēnā sū sū nī nyōng wā tī mā tō nē jī yī nā.
Tā yī shī mē jī tā tī shē nā yā tā ngā tā pā shā yā kī rā wā. Tō pātā shē tūgā kāpa shē rā rēsā. Pāshā ngōn tā pāshā yā rā rēsā. Tēl shē rō tōng jī rēsā. Rēwā, nyōn shē tūgā mā rēsā. Yī nā yā ngā yī shū tō kōrōng shū jāp. Tēnī kā ngā shī nā yā tī kā nē tē tō tōng jī tō rā mā nyā bā, yā bā sōng. Tē tī shē nā shū nī rēsā nā tōng jī yā rēsā. Tōng jī tō mā nyā bā yā bā shē nā shū jī nē rē wī jī. Tā shē bā chōng ngā. Churu-ga-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta
So, yeah, of course, it's difficult to bring to generate those realizations of the three principal aspects of the path, right? But at least one should have a very good understanding and practice of those three principal aspects of the path. One should have placed very good imprints on of the three principal aspects of the path in one's mind. And on that basis, if one takes initiations, so even after taking initiation, the emphasis is still on the three principal aspects of the path. The effort should be at making that main practice, yeah. So, but of course, at the same time, after you receive initiation, then you need to do your commitments, whatever commitments there, you need to keep those commitments. And of course, when you take an empowerment, then vows and commitments that come along with it, yeah. So it is said that if one keeps the tantric vows and commitments well, even without, even if one is not able to meditate well on the tantric practices and so forth, but if one keeps those vows and commitments well, then one can achieve enlightenment even in within 16 lifetimes, it is said, yeah. So it's good if both can go together, yeah. Because if you take empowerment, of course, if you need, as I mentioned, you need to have a very good understanding, a correct understanding, and some practice of the three principal aspects of the path, some very good imprints, yeah. And then still keeping with that as the main practice, then if one takes initiations, if one keeps those vows, then you know, then you'll be good, yeah. So you know, at the same time you're practicing the three principal aspects of the path. At the same time, you also have the place imprints of tantra on one's on your mind, yeah. So these things can, these two things can go together actually. So when we talk about gaining an experience of the three principal aspects of the path, they're what we call contrive and uncontrive. Do you understand the word contrive and uncontrive? Basically, Contrived means you think about it, you need to put in some effort. Uncontrived means spontaneously arising. But of course, if you generate an uncontrived realization, you would have entered the path, yeah. But it would be good, at least we can have a contrived experience of the three principal aspects of the path. No? When you do, when you engage in the practice of tantra, when you do deity yoga, yeah, there's always, it always starts with Om Soba Vashuddho Sawadama Soba Vashuddho Hom. That's where you're supposed to meditate on emptiness, yeah, or the correct view, yeah, yeah. And then is then what is the very thing that transforms into the deity? It is basically the mind that realizes emptiness, yeah, the correct view. Yeah. So one, it is this mind that then one visualizes this mind arising in the form of a deity, yeah. Of course, with the motivation of bodhicitta, yeah. So you need to have at least some idea of the correct view. If not, then what is it? You know, what is it that is being generated as the deity? You know, so yeah.
Yes. You know, sangha say that pe kembo shirares, no.
So with regards to the tantric teachings of the Buddha, yeah, they are very, very rare, yeah. So of course if one can place the imprints of tantra in your mind in this life, then it'll be very good, yeah. Because even if we cannot do anything, any spectacular tantric practice in this life, we cannot meditate well, but because of taking those empowerments, you know, then one places those very positive imprints in the mind, such that in the future when we are ready to practice, and it will be of great help and benefit. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay,